Indulgence on Magic 105.4 with Denise Van Outen.
Steve Preety here talking to Denise Van Outen. Denise, welcome.
Hello.
One of the, you're off against stiff competition, obviously, one of the busiest women in show business at the moment.
Things, yeah, it's been really busy the last few weeks.
It's all good.
But fantastic. And do you know what? I'm so glad to be home.
I bet you are, but I bet it's not for long.
Well, I'm here for 2 months. I'm here working on Any Dream Will Do. And of course, I'm involved in this fantastic event that's taking place on June the 3rd.
Exactly. So let's get straight in with that first. Now, this is the City v. City.
Yeah.
You're not running?
I'm going to get involved. I mean, I'll definitely get the crowd warmed up because obviously I've trained as a dancer, having done my stint in Chicago and everything. So I'm experienced in that field. So that's where I will come in. And
are you a bit of a gym bunny?
Not as much. I'm not good at going to the gym and working out on machines, but I love to dance. So I do dance classes.
Perfect.
So
it's kind of more fun, isn't it?
It's so much more fun. And in America, I've been going to salsa classes. I've been learning to surf. I'm a bit more, I have to be very active. So that's why this event suits me, because it's about being outside.
But no pressure on you to run at all if you don't
want to? No. I mean, the pressure that I have is that I've been making promises of all the guys that complete. If they do it in record time, I'll give them a kiss and a cuddle.
Yay. That'll keep you busy.
It will keep me very busy.
But it was
come
amazing.
On, fellas, we can do it.
I'm not sure when you got back into the country, but of
Three
course
weeks
the London.
Ago.
Well, so you saw maybe the bit of the London Marathon on TV.
Yeah,
that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I did it 2 years ago, and it absolutely killed me. But I'd really recommend it.
Fantastic.
But I think you're probably a bit too busy to contemplate marathons at the moment.
I don't think that's the problem with the training.
Yeah,
it's almost impossible for me to find the time.
But just being there will be enough.
Absolutely. I'll be able to cheer on London.
Now,
I know we can do it. We can beat Liverpool. We can beat Glasgow. I have to beat Gail Porter.
Yeah, she's up in Glasgow,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, and Ricky Tomlinson, because they're just being so cocky about their cities. And
we'll
I know that London's
it.
The best.
We know we're best, don't we?
Of course we are.
Now, confusingly at the moment, as you say, you're doing the Joseph thing over here, and you've just come back from doing the NBC Greece thing.
Yes.
But it's the kind of BBC American
version.
Production
yeah.
type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that come about?
I just went over to LA last year, really for a holiday, which sounds a bit odd because it's such the obvious choice to go to work for in the industry. But I went because I have got a few friends there and just thought it'd be good to hang out. And I wanted to spend the summer hanging out with hunky surfer dudes, which I did down at the beach, learning to surf. And then I just got an agent that was just really through the fact that my agency in London said meet up with these people, you know, and they'll look after you out there. Wasn't really expecting to work, but found out about this Grease show, had a meeting with the execs in America. And then that was on the Thursday, and on the Friday, like, I'd been in LA for a day or so. And then the next thing, I was working on it.
So you're having this kind of mornings where you're waking up, pinching yourself type thing. It must be like
that. Mad. It was a bit mad.
Look at Piers Morgan at the moment. I don't think he can believe his luck either, can he?
Yeah, but that's sort of how it happens for people over there. I think I've had friends go over there and spend like 2 years there trying to get work, and then nothing happens. And then I guess it was just the timing was right and it was the right vehicle.
And there's a real Brit invasion over there at the moment. Do you all
over.
Stick
They'll
together
hate
over
us
there?
Soon.
Do you have a little Brit clique?
Oh, of course we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we all stick together. And in our little crew, there's all the like Robbie Williams and Sean Maguire, and they're all lovely.
They're lovely,
so,
aren't
yeah,
they?
It's good. And they'll go and play football at Rob's house, which is quite funny.
That is rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you get, is he a happy boy at the moment?
He's very happy. And
that's
he's
good,
a,
isn't
he's
it?
Lovely. Yeah, he's very, very sweet.
I do worry for David Beckham and whether the Paps are going to follow him over there, or whether they're going to lose interest. I can't imagine in the short term they will. Can you?
Do you know what? There is a Beckham frenzy in America. Whenever I'm there, and I've seen been over there when Victoria was there, and they get so much attention.
Already? And they're not even there?
No,
well, I mean, Victoria's
huge.
Apparently they've just found a house, which is nice.
Yeah, it kind of happened very quickly for them.
Yeah.
And they all, you know, there's a lot of interest.
And bizarrely,
I don't think they quite know what they're famous for yet. They haven't quite worked that out.
Because football's not part of the culture and the psyche like it is here,
no,
is it?
But
it
seems
will be by the sound of it.
American women just love David Beckham because of the way he looks. I mean,
he's
a very handsome man. And,
yeah.
And they think he's incredibly posh.
Okay. Well, I suppose, yeah. With a little play on words, he is posh, isn't he? He's married to posh,
really.
So you're back here, you're doing Joseph. Now,
Any Dream Will Do.
Yeah, there's been a lot of action on this show the last 2 weeks,
yeah,
hasn't
it? It's been fantastic.
It must be good fun to look at, effectively, who's going to be the next big star.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you look at these talent shows at the moment, and the people, the cynical types, like to knock all these, oh, there's no new talent. But anyone that saw Leona Lewis on X Factor, say, before Christmas or whatever, there's a lot of people out there. And do you think it's a good vehicle for them to get noticed?
I think it's a brilliant vehicle. I think this is different, especially for musical theatre, because let's face it, there was a time when most young people think that musical theatre is uncool.
Not anymore.
No, it's cool. It's the place to be, you know. And I think that started with musicals like Chicago, recruiting known faces to do the show. And I just, we needed it because the, I grew up watching musicals and going to see shows in the West End. So for me, I was always aware that it was there. And I think a lot of younger people didn't really know that much about it. And it's a shame because it was killing the industry. And there was a time, especially after September the 11th, when, you know, we weren't really happy, people weren't travelling, so we didn't have the tourists in the country.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's why I think this show's really good, because it's positive for all of the West End and for actors and actresses.
And, of course, you did a bit of a Broadway run in Chicago
as well.
That must have been spectacular.
Amazing.
What's the sort of big difference between the New York and London stage, you know, the backstage action? How do they work differently? Is it as lovey as London?
It's pretty much the same.
Is
I think
it?
The only difference that you find in New York is that the audiences get far more into it, because American audiences do.
Yeah.
In television and in theatre. Mm.
They're just quite media savvy, aren't they?
Yeah.
We're getting better, but we're not quite at
that
level.
Yeah, we're just a little bit more reserved.
Absolutely.
I mean, they would all be on their feet at the end of the show, you know, and they
right.
don't care, because if they love it, they love it, and they want to show you that they enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas with Brits, it's all very much like
they sort of applaud politely.
They clap, and then
they leave and go, she was brilliant.
Get onto the train, they go, that was great.
Absolutely,
it?
Yes. Absolutely. But it's the same thing of complaining at a restaurant, isn't
yeah.
it? How it's a terrible meal, but you don't say anything to the waiter and you
know.
Leave and say, oh, God, it was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But
it's all very positive and a good thing for theatre, and I'm sure we're going to find one major star out.
Indeed.
And
there's
the
certainly
voice.
More than a handful out there with
exactly.
huge potential, aren't there?
Yeah.
Now, I'm very pleased to report you are a big Magic listener.
Love Magic. In fact, it's my car is tuned into Magic as soon as I switched, put the key
perfect,
in the engine, that's
see.
It.
Our grand domination of London is working. The master plan is working.
No, I love Magic.
No, it's nice
I really
to
do.
It's amazing, you know, when you find out who listens to the station and the kind of music choices you like. So what we're going to try and do is get some of your favourite sort of older artists out tonight, see who you fancy. Now, should we go in with Eva Cassidy first and why you like her and what you think of her music?
I love Eva Cassidy. The thing is, because I guess, it's partly because I've been involved in musicals since I was a kid, that I love real proper singers and honest singers and that sing from the heart. And I just think she's got the most incredible voice. And just certain songs of hers remind me of certain times in my life.
Yeah, which is what the best music does,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And Songbird, for me, is one of my all-time favourite songs.
You like her version of Over the Rainbow?
Love it. It's absolutely love it. I think she's fantastic.
I guess in that vein, you probably like Norah Jones as well.
Yeah, I do.
Less so. You're coming down on the Cassidy side if you had to.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, let's do a bit of Over the Rainbow or Songbird.
Please.
Would you prefer?
Songbird for me.
We'll do a bit of Songbird, okay. Now, how about, let's do the wonderful Carole King.
Mm-hmm.
Tapestry.
Tapestry, one of the greatest albums of all time.
Wow, praise indeed.
Yeah, I do. I listen to it a lot. So,
how did you get into that then? Because it's quite an old album now, isn't it?
Yeah, a friend played it once. I think they normally come out of heartbreak, these albums, when you suddenly sort of put something on and it reminds you, like I said, I'm a bit of a romantic like that. And I think I'd been dumped. I was dumped, and I was staying at my friend's house in Chiswick, and I think I was crying into my pillow, and she put it on. And
sorry, she didn't laugh.
No, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's been the making of me.
Are your parents into music?
Yeah.
Because
I grew up listening to the Beatles and a lot of Motown with
did
my
you?
Parents.
So has that rubbed off a little bit?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, a big fan of strings.
You like strings?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the only thing that's got a nice
but
sort of
very, very amazing sort of female singers. Dusty Springfield, I listened to a lot when I was growing up, Dionne Warwick, so that kind of area, but female singers. You'll find in my collection, it's mostly female singers with beautiful voices.
As the current crop of artists, reality show found or not, I mean, Leona Lewis obviously was a massive talent, wasn't she? I'm sure you saw
great.
That just
before
absolutely Christmas.
Great.
Is she doing much over in the States at the moment?
I don't really know, because I've just left, and I think she just started to do the circuit out there.
Right.
So I'm not sure, but I'm sure she'll be a huge success.
So she's like sort of car to hotel, and I guess it's just when you're over there and you're in the middle of that whirlwind.
Yeah.
Do you actually have time to enjoy that anymore now?
Well, you have to sort of go with it. America's huge, so it keeps you really busy. You know, I've been over there doing all the radio tours and everything, and it's quite exhausting.
It must be so exciting, though.
But it is. That is a great thing. You should get to start from scratch and reinvent yourself, see?
Absolutely.
They don't know what I've been up to.
Yeah, so exactly, because sometimes it's better to start with a clean slate than
I can pretend
than
that
I've
been a nun for the past 10 years.
What, you haven't? That passed us by.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is magic,
with
though, you see.
My naughty habits.
We don't delve into your private life.
No.
We're very respectful of that. What we will talk about is Barbara Streisand.
Because, I love Barbara Streisand.
Now, obviously, there's been a bit of a hoo-ha the last few weeks in London because she's coming out. I think it's the first tour in 13 years over here.
Mm-hmm.
500 quid a ticket. Now, interestingly, a lot of the papers are saying you can justify that because you're sort of being in the same room as a living legend. You're almost paying to be in the same room as them. Now, have you ever seen her live before? Because I certainly haven't.
I haven't. I remember when I was doing Chicago in New York, my apartment was overlooking Central Park.
Yeah.
So I used to, after the show, I'd go home.
What a New York experience.
I used to go home after the show and switch all of the lights off. And it looked, because I had a glass front, the apartment. So it looked like I was sitting on top of Central Park. And I used to play Barbra Streisand Somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And have all the lights down, because I don't know if you remember, she did a gig in Central Park years ago.
I do remember that. Well, she's so New York anyway,
yeah,
isn't she?
So I used to sit there and sometimes I'd dance around in my knickers pretending to be Barbra Streisand, and I didn't realise, but the apartment next door, they could see me.
Yeah, that's New York so, for you.
I mean, I've been doing that for weeks on end, jumping around pretending to be Barbra.
That must have been quite interesting. I sort of lost my track now, but
let's get you back on track.
Yeah,
shall
which
we?
Barbra Streisand would you like to play?
I'd like to play Guilty.
Okay. Oh, with Barry Gibb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great song, isn't it? Now, how would you describe the sort of New York and London differences, the pros and cons of being in each city? Because you spent a bit of time in each now.
London's always home.
Of course,
to me.
Of course.
There's no place like home. So I love being in London because all my friends and family are here. New York for me, though, is kind of more, it's exciting just because you feel like you're in a movie. You know, whenever you're
dancing, I understand that.
You just get that moment of you just think, wow, I'm in New York. And I guess
LA the same to some extent.
Yeah. If I had to choose, though, I would choose London.
Yes. It's home.
It's home.
That's all that counts. We should really go into Michael Bublé now, shouldn't we? Because that would work out beautifully, wouldn't it? Maybe we'll shove that in if I have your permission.
Okay. Can I ask another request?
Of course
as well?
You can.
I have been listening to Feist in LA.
Feist?
Do you know the Feist album?
No, I don't.
You don't know Feist or Magic?
No. My young hip producer knows Feist.
Okay.
Tell me about them then.
Can I request Feist Inside and Out?
What kind of style are they?
It's like really kind of, it's a bit like Norah Jones, but she's cooler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Canadian. You have to get into Feist. Marvellous.
Feist. Well, it's a great name for an artist.
You know Feist? Beautiful. Will you play that on the station for me, please?
Well, it sounds very much up our street.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the Bee Gees cover.
Okay. Well, this sounds
Inside
very nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's Feist singing it.
It's on. It's cool. You can have the Denise Van Outen playlist.
Yeah,
your own
you.
Specific playlist.
What else have
on
we
which
got?
Phil
I love
Collins
this.
Will be there. Now, You've yeah, got it's good, isn't it?
Can I just say, you must have the best job in the world.
Yeah.
And the greatest radio station.
Well, second best. Yours sounds pretty good.
No, my job's quite good. But you get to play all these fantastic records all day long.
It is a great job.
On Magic.
It is a great job.
I love it.
I know. It's brilliant. Phil Collins being one of them, of course.
Yeah.
Now,
love Phil.
Trying to pick your favourite Phil Collins song. That must be hard.
In the Air Tonight.
Oh, okay.
Well, done.
That's massive. And how come?
Just.
Where were you in your life?
I just remember hearing it when I was younger and thinking, wow, this is such a great record. But yeah, no, I like Phil Collins. And I think he's going through a breakup at the moment, which is very sad for him, but very exciting for us because he writes his best songs after heartbreak.
Full of angst and melancholy.
So we can expect a fantastic album. Sorry, Phil. I know you're having a hard time.
Yeah, yeah, but your next album's going to be great. It's a fair trade-off in all honesty, isn't
but
it?
But that isn't that
but
when
you,
people
do you
write
remember,
the best
you must have been, because I think you're 4 years younger than me, you must remember No Jacket
42.
Required and all that stuff. What? Liar.
I do remember, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, I think, one of his best.
Yeah.
And I also hear they're going to be touring again this summer. So you've got a lot, you know, when you're back here, you've got a lot of shows to be seeing. Barbra Streisand.
Well, hopefully you're going to take me.
Well, that would be lovely, but you'll have to drop into Magic first.
Of course.
I mean, we can do this every week if you want.
I would love to.
We can just have a takeover.
You're playing with my dreams.
And every, oh, dear. That sounded vaguely threatening. So let's do Phil Collins in the Air Tonight then. And who else do we have in there?
Dolly Parton.
Else on the playlist there? Dolly Parton,
again.
That's right. Now, Dolly, Dolly, Dolly. People still go working 9 to 5. Like it?
I do, yes. But
not your favourite?
No.
Are you going to say Items in the Stream?
No.
No?
Here You Come Again.
Why your favourite?
Just, I do the ironing when I listen to this Dolly's greatest hits. Also, she does a fantastic cover of Stairway to Heaven. Amazing acoustic live from the Live and Well album.
You know your stuff.
I do.
This is great.
So
apart
really
from Feist, anyone else you picked up on in the States apart from Feist? Because the radio over there is pretty massive, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I like John Mayer. I think it's a fantastic album.
Yeah.
I really like Imogen Heap. I think it's great. A couple of great songs on there. I've been listening to, going to see quite a lot of bands over there as well. So I like Ray LaMontagne. I think the latest album's amazing. Mostly old singers, really, that I listen to. I love Carly Simon. I'm still on the Carly tip.
Brilliant, isn't she?
Yeah.
And you found some good mates over there?
Yeah, I've got some really good friends over there.
I hope you're on Friends and Family.
Friends and Family?
Transatlantic.
Oh, right, of course. Absolutely.
Skype, is it, you can use on
yes,
the internet now or something.
That's what we use.
So now, obviously, the Greece run or the NBC run's finished for now.
Yeah, that's finished.
What's next over in the States? Because we kind of got American Denise Van Outen, and then we've got London
American
Denise Van
Good. Never appeared on something for the weekend.
Yes.
Didn't steal the ashtray from the Queen.
Yeah, I kind of vaguely remember that. I didn't know whether you wanted to talk about it, but your dad was quite disappointed with that, wasn't he?
Oh, they were all disappointed. Well, you know.
But you learned from...
turned it around.
Exactly. So. You learned from your mistakes, and it must just be the most wonderful thing now to think it's happening again. Well, it's been lovely to speak to you.
Thank you.
Best of luck for, what you're doing
June
stateside and here. June the 3rd.
Thank you. Best of luck for the run.
Yeah, June the 3rd. Best
wish
of luck,
luck
for the
wish
run.
Me luck.
I got
wish
that
me luck.
Bit.
Going
yeah.
to win London.
I'm thinking it might be clashing with the Streisand concert. If not, it's very close. But
this
I think
is far more important than Streisand.
We can probably do a 10K, then we can go
Why
to Streisand.
Why spend £500 to go and see Streisand when she's rubbish?
Oh, you've changed your tune.
No, I know. I want people to come and run with me.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
So go on to the website,
www.citybcity.com, and it's not too late to register.
No, absolutely.
The end of May, can't you?
Of course you can.
Awesome.
Hope to see you there.
You got it. Lovely to see you.
That would be magic.
Well, to come back from that would be foolish, wouldn't it? Thank you.
Thank you.
Tune in to Indulgence next Sunday at 7 p.m. for another great star interview exclusively on Magic 105.4.